Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Listen, I'm not going to name names here. Jeff just told me something that I found profoundly disturbing. We're not going to name the course. Somebody taking Jeff out to play a very nice golf course?
Oh. I was invited to watch, however.
He is trying to. He was like,
I think I know who would be giving the invitation.
We were having a conversation, and he was like, who's going to be your fourth? And Jeff said, hey. Like, I turned my head, and Jeff went from this side of me around to my left and got in my face. I can play. I say, not that good.
Jeff, I owe you a round over at Haynes. We need to get back to Haynes. Maybe there's a time in the future where you could play Needwood. Like, there are places we can go play.
Oh, that's a spot.
Yeah, Needwood.
I never heard of that.
It's a golf course. I thought
you were playing. Y'all too, right? Y'all are sickening. Both of you little bastards are sickening.
All right. What matters more? You guys ready for this?
Okay, let's go.
Jerry Jones, earlier this morning, speaking with our boys down in Dallas on 105.3, said it's now Mike McCarthy's contract is set to expire this year. Everybody assumes McCarthy is gone.
So Jerry could say he didn't fire him.
Well, Jerry said this morning it's not a given they don't bring McCarthy back.
Yeah, he always says stuff. You remember last time he told that guy, man, you're going to always be a Cowboy. He was fired like the next day. He told Jimmy Johnson a lot of stuff, fired him. Can't believe everything Jerry says.
Okay, so that's the game here. What matters more? Jerry saying Mike McCarthy could be back. Here, Jeff, tell Jalen to come get these headphones so he can hear the show. Shout out to Jalen, PA over at NBC4, wanted to come in and see how the rest of us live, and he's now watching this radio show.
Hey, Jeff, you like said, hell with radio. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, dude.
Y'all in a damn jail cell.
Prison cell. all right, so Jerry says McCarthy ain't coming back, or McCarthy might come back. I don't believe him, but he said it.
He lied.
Well, let's check in on your boy, A-Rod, B.
What'd he say?
Aaron Rodgers was just on McAfee, and he said he's not deciding on if he'll play in 2025. It depends how he feels physically and mentally, among other factors. But if he does, his first choice is to do it with the Jets.
Okay, if I'm the Jets, I'm going to give him a date to sign by. If he don't sign by, I'm moving forward with somebody else to build my team. I'm not going to wait on that fool anymore. Because just like they did this year, right when everybody got ready to go to work, he had to go on a trip.
He went to Egypt.
Come on, man, please. Aaron Rodgers, yes, people, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play. But no quarterback is that good to put up with that BS all the damn time. But Pat Mahomes right now.
I don't even think. Bro, if I'm the Jets and you've now fired your coach, your GM, give me Tankathon. Where are the Jets drafting right now? It's got to be top five or something, right? I don't think I want Aaron back. If you're a new coach and you got to deal with that,
a new coach coming in does not want to deal with that.
Right now, the Jets would have the seventh pick in the draft. I don't think they want
a new coach is giving him my favorite, a one finger salute, and tell him get the hell out of here,
dude. He turns 41 on Tuesday.
If he was 41 and still...
No, he turns 41 on Monday.
With the passing ability he has, he was 41, but he was sane and not so damn selfish and stuck on himself. Then I think at that point, I would probably want him back. But right now, he has shown you he is the most individual person in sports. I keep saying quarterbacks are the most dependent position in sport. If you are going to be that way, eventually guys will change on you and... Say what you want, people. I've seen guys miss blocks on purpose. And I think he'll be getting some of those things like that.
I
I am.
Better chance McCarthy's in Dallas next year or A-Rod's a Jet?
A-Rod's a Jet, better chance.
But it's 0% and 2% to me. I think you're right. There's a better chance it's A-Rod, but I don't think it's happening. Do you think A-Rod's in the NFL next year?
What he is doing is slowly wearing out his welcome. You're getting older now, dude, and people are not going to put up with the BS too much longer. So yeah, he has to understand that. Now, there are some dumb owners in the league. They might put up with him longer. I don't know.
I mean, if you look at the bad teams in the NFL, who would bring – yo, I got you one. Although, they might legitimately need a bridge quarterback.
He can go to Vegas. That owner is weird as hell. It's L.A. I mean, it's Vegas. So, you know, that'll work for Aaron.
Now, I think Vegas – so I'm just on Tankathon looking at their mock draft, right?
I think AP might fight him, though. If he come on that team with all that craziness.
The team, the draft right now would be Jacksonville, Giants, Raiders, Pats, Panthers, Titans, Jets, Browns, Saints, Bengals. Okay? That's your top 10.
But Aaron goes back to the Raiders and say, hey, I need Devontae to come back with me.
That'd be amazing.
And Devontae say, yeah, my hamstring's good now.
All right. The Jags aren't drafting a quarterback. They just paid $1 billion.
Yeah.
In Tankathon right now.
I know
now.
They wish they could.
The mock draft, listen to this. Number one overall, Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. Hunter's a star. I get it. Take him. Number two, Big Blue, New York Football Giants, Shedeur Sanders.
I saw some point towards
who
that.
Who would
this
you
morning.
Take? So they got Shedeur going two to the Giants, Cam Ward going three to the Raiders.
I think Cam Ward is the better quarterback.
I do too. Okay, I feel better.
And I like
together on
Shedeur.
That.
I like what he's done, how he's come around now. But I think Cam Ward is the better quarterback. Now, I think people are kind of starting to shy and say stuff about Cam right now because Cam is very much like Caleb. Don't like to do stuff on schedule.
Yeah.
But he can do he has everything, dog.
I think I would lean Ward. It's funny, they're listed. They're both listed. So Cam Ward 6'2", 223. Shedeur 6'2", 215. When I watch Shedeur play, it seems like he's smaller than that.
He looks smaller, but he's tall. He's tall enough. But Cam looks taller than me.
Yeah.
Than Shedeur.
Me too. I don't know, man. What I would not do, if I draft a first-round quarterback, even if you want them to sit the whole year, go find Jacoby Brissett, sign Drew Locke. I would not want Rodgers being my mentor to a first-round.
He ain't going
to
help him out anyway. He is not helping him anyway. He say that's not his job.
If I had to make a bet in some capacity related to McCarthy and Rodgers, and there is some irony that McCarthy's about to get canned by the Cowboys, Rodgers about to be out of a job in New York, and those two hated each other, but the most success they found was working
when
together.
When they were together. Sometimes in business, man, you got to realize you don't have to like somebody that you're dealing with 100%.
Sure.
You better make damn sure that person is better for your trajectory and you're better for theirs. Because if you want to work with everybody you like, most people we like can't really help us, to be honest with you. We like them because they're cool as hell, but they probably can't do a damn thing for your profession.
Agreed. I think if I could parlay both to be out of the NFL next year, Rodgers and McCarthy, that's the only bet I'd want to make. What kind of odds you give me on that, Bees? Let me know. When we come back, I got a question for Jeff. I need I got a bout of old white guy-ness that I need you to explain something to me.
I already got a text. I hear you coming back.
I did get this tweet, B. Roman says, I'm so pumped B. Mitch is coming back. We know Eckler has number 30. What number are you going to choose? Also, you might be able to get some really
good. Damn, all my numbers gone. Number 1, number 11, number 30. Yeah. Damn.
B, if you're coming back, Austin is wearing like 31 or something.
Hold on. Do you think Daryl would let you borrow 28 for a minute?
I'll take another number to make it. I don't mind taking another number to make it good now. I'll take number like a bad number, like a 41 or something, 43. No, 43 is retired, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I won't take that. Hell, I'll go out there and just ride 51. I don't care.
Is anybody wearing like 38? I bet 38's available.
I'll take a bad number and make it look good.
What about 69?
Yo, yeah, be 69.
Jeff, no, you wore that number and you got beat down.
You want to hear something hysterical? So my wife and the kids, we're all signed up for the turkey trot Thursday morning, a little 5K. And I had to go pick up our kits, right? Because they give you the t-shirt and then you wear the little bib number or whatever.
To do what? To run?
For the turkey trot, yeah. Guess what number I got?
What?
69. No lie. When we come back, Jeff's going to explain whatever
the
hell.
What's Lori got to say about that?
She said, I'm not wearing that and you look like an idiot.